Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The only thing better than pizza is a great deal on pizza. And with Marco's, you get double the pizza and something for everyone. A large one-topping pizza with that perfectly golden crust and a saucy, cheesy pizza bowl without the crust. Plus, you get pizza's tasty sidekick, fresh baked cheesy bread, all for just $21.99. Seriously, what could be better than that? To see more deals and order, visit Marco's.com. Marco's. Pizza lovers get it.
And a good Monday morning to you, Braves fans. As always, I'm your buddy Kevin McAlpin, Truist reporter for The Fan and the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. It's Monday, May the 10th, 2021. Hope you all had a great weekend. Of course, if you were down at the ballpark, well, you saw a couple of really thrilling ball games on Saturday and Sunday night. And we'll dive into what you may have missed from a Braves series win over the Philadelphia Phillies throughout the course of our show. A little bit later on, we will hear from a couple of key members of Sunday's action. We'll hear from, of course, the skipper, Brian Snitker. We will hear from Frederick Charles Freeman, and we will hear from Waskar Enoa, who joined some pretty interesting company with his outing on Sunday night. All of that and much, much more. Of course, we'll talk about the big news from yesterday, and that was the return of Shane Green. We'll get into Green and what he brings to the bullpen, and who else could be joining him here in Atlanta in the not-too-distant future. And as we always do, we like to get you up to speed on this date in baseball history as well. All of that to come here on a Monday morning version of the Frozen Rope Report. Boy, those storms last night, they waited till just the right time after the Braves secured a series win over the Phillies. Nasty night in the middle of the night. What was it, about 2:30 in the morning? Man, the thunderstorms were really fired up all over the place here last night. But fortunately, we stayed dry at the ballpark last night and got in a W. Talk about that in just a moment. Hey, but folks, the weekend getaway you've been thinking about, well, guess what? It's calling your name. And our friends at Audi Atlanta, they're going to help you get the most out of your adventures. Now, whether you're headed out to the ballgame, a camping trip with the family, or even a romantic getaway, you can do it all in style with the athletic 2021 Audi Q7. Get behind the wheel of this luxury passenger SUV and lease it for only $536 per month at our dealership of choice, Audi Atlanta. With a legendary quattro all-wheel drive, ample cargo space, and dynamic performance on the road, you'll be well-equipped for the journey ahead. So go big and go bold and take it for a test drive, and let the good folks at Audi Atlanta treat you to a first-class car buying experience. Stop by their showroom on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter, or if you prefer, a shop from the comfort of home using the Jim Ellis Expressway. Check them out online at AudiAtlanta.com to get started. Well, last night, the Braves were giving the ball to Waskar Enoa in the rubber match against the Phillies' chance to get a series win. More importantly, get back to 500 on the season. That's been the Braves' high water mark here this year. And boy, they rode Waskar Enoa for six solid innings once again last night. One run on four hits. He walked one. He struck out six. Lone blemish on his line was a solo home run to Andrew McCutchen on the very first pitch of the ballgame. For McCutchen, it was his third leadoff home run this season and his fourth in the last nine games. So the Phillies had a 1-0 lead before really a lot of folks had settled into their seats last night. But Enoa would settle in very, very nicely. He would hit Real Muto with two outs in the first, but he would get Alec Boehm to ground out. Leadoff double from Didi Gregorius, that was no problem as he got a couple of flyouts to Hoskins and Herrera and a strikeout to Aaron Nola to end a scoreless second. Leadoff walk by McCutchen and a base hit by Segura in the third, but back-to-back strikeouts of Harper and Real Muto, and Boehm would ground out. That would end a scoreless third, a 1-2-3 fourth, a 1-2-3 fifth, and then a base hit with one down in the sixth to Real Muto. But overall, boy, Waskari Noah was terrific last night. He picks up his fourth win of the year. And how about this stat? A couple of really interesting ones from last night. Waskari Noah became the first pitcher to go 4-0 in a four-start stretch with six or more hits at the plate and six or more RBIs, again, over just a four-game span. He's the first one to do it since Dwight Gooden did it in his final four starts of the 1985 campaign. And as far as some pretty exclusive company that Waskari Noah joined last night, well, we're going to tell you about the way that he joined Babe Ruth with what he did last night. This was from Stats by Stats on Twitter. Over his last four starts, Waskari Noah has a 1.11 ERA on the mound and a 1.300 slugging percentage at the plate. He is the first player to have a 1.300 slugging and a sub-130 ERA over a span of four pitching starts since Babe Ruth in 1916, 105 years ago that Babe Ruth did it. So forever throughout the course of baseball history, Waskari Noah and Babe Ruth will be linked together. It was awesome to see what he did last night. More importantly, the Braves get back to 500. They're 6-4-1 now in series play this season. They are 3-2-0 in series play here at home. With the win, the Braves are back to 500 for the third time this year. They were also 4-4 and 12-12. Braves have not eclipsed the 500 mark yet this season, but they could do that coming up as early as tomorrow night. Team has tonight off. They're back at it tomorrow as the Blue Jays will be in town. Freddie Freeman, big story at the plate last night. RBI single in the first, solo homer in the third. He drew a walk in the fifth, and he singled in the eighth. Freddie last night on base four times, 3-for-3 with a walk, including his second homer in as many games. All three of his hits went to left center field. That is a very encouraging sign. Of course, Freddie snapped that 0-for-22 hitless streak on Saturday night with a solo home run in the sixth inning. That came off of Vince Velazquez. And since, boy, he has really looked a whole lot more like Freddie Freeman his last, eight or nine trips to the plate. So good to see, and hopefully he's starting to heat up and come around. That would be a really encouraging sign. And look, did we really think that Freddie was going to stay this cold all year? I didn't. I don't know if you did or not, but good to see Freddie's back coming around. Waskari Noah, last night's start was his fifth of the season of allowing no more than one run. That's the most on the Braves pitching staff, second most in baseball. Only Kevin Gausman, our old buddy with the San Francisco Giants, has more. He has six. The rest of the Braves starting staff has combined for just seven total starts where they've given up no more than one run. As far as what he's done at the plate, singled in his final at-bat of the night. That extends his hitting streak to four consecutive ball games. A four-game hit streak is the longest by a Braves pitcher since Max Fried hit in four consecutive games, July 27th to August 18th of 2019. No Braves pitcher has had a hit in five consecutive since Tim Hudson. Huddy did it in 2010. Enoa batting 600 with six hits and 10 at-bats during the streak, including a couple of homers, one of those a grand slam, and six RBI. Dansby Swanson, a two-run homer for him in the bottom of the first inning. Homered for the second time over the weekend. Ended the night 2-for-3 with a run and two RBI. In 17 games at Truist Park this season, Swanson's a .286 hitter with nine extra base hits, three homers, and nine RBI. 17 road games, just a .164. So he really likes hitting here at home, and he makes them count here at Truist Park. So that's a look at what happened on the field last night. As far as the off-the-field news, while the Braves bullpen, which has been a subject of a lot of discussion here early on this season, well, they certainly strengthened themselves yesterday, signing Shane Green to a one-year, $1.5 million deal. It's prorated, so he's going to be in the $1.1 to $1.2 million range. Of course, Green has been around for a long time, 32 years old, 7 years in the majors. He's a lifetime 4.38 ERA. 66 saves in 313 games. Of course, he was a starter earlier in his career, but converted to the bullpen full-time back in the middle of the 2016 season. And he has 65 saves and 81 opportunities throughout the course of his career. He will go to AAA Gwinnett to get himself ramped up. Don't think it should take him all that long. He has been throwing bullpen sessions before he was signed, but as we know, throwing to live hitters and throwing bullpens, a whole different ballgame, so they're going to get him ramped up. As far as guys who could be joining him very quickly or maybe who he could be joining here at in Atlanta, Chris Martin could be activated from the IL as early as tomorrow. He's been dealing with that right shoulder issue. He's been throwing the ball really well during his rehab stint, and he did throw yesterday here at Truist Park. Snit said before the ballgame they're going to evaluate him and see where he's at, see if he needs one more before he comes off, or maybe he's just good to go and they can turn him loose. So that would be a great lift to the bullpen as well. So Shane Green back with the Braves. Again, a $1.5 million deal. Now, I know some folks out there on Twitter were going, wait a minute. That's all it took was $1.5 million. Why didn't we sign him sooner? Well, I'll just say this. I don't know what Shane Green was asking as far as dollars, as far as years were concerned, but I got a feeling it was slightly higher than $1.5 million. If he was looking for $1.5 million, I got a sense that there's probably 29 out of 30 teams that would have knocked down his door and said, hey, we'll sign you tomorrow if that's what you're looking for. So again, don't let the $1.5 million fool you. I think it's just gotten to a point where he said, look, it's May the 9th. If I got to sign somewhere, I'm going to pitch this year at some point. Good to have Shane Green back in the mix. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick break. When we return, we'll take you inside the Brave Clubhouse. We'll hear from Brian Snitker, Freddie Freeman, and Waskar E. Noah. All that to come here on a Monday morning version of the Frozen Rope Report.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within. Combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com and use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with 4731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Well, we continue with you here on the Frozen Rope Report for a Monday morning. Glad to have you with us as we do it a handful of times throughout the course of your week. Looking back on a 6-1 win for the Braves over the Phillies last night. And let's first hear from the manager, Brian Snitker, get his thoughts on a good couple of games for Freddie Freeman, another strong start from Waskar E. Noah, good performance from his bullpen, and more. Here is Snit following yesterday's 6-1 win.
Snit, just I guess time will tell exactly what this weekend does, but how important was what you saw over the last 24 hours going back to Sandoval's homer?
Well, you know what? I kind of feel like, you know, like I said last night, you know, it's kind of like now we're starting to look like us. You know, we've been fighting through things, and now the energy, the comfort behind, just the way the vibe is different right now than it was a couple days ago. That we survived the first game of the series and then went to win that game last night, and to take the series today is more indicative, I think, of what we're capable of. Sorry, Dave, I didn't get that.
The back-to-back nights with Freddie hitting home runs and the three hits tonight.
No, it's you know what I mean? All of a sudden Freddie's starting to look like Freddie. I mean, just everything. I don't know. I can't. But, you know, it's another big start. You know, it all starts on the mound. I mean, Noah, what he did after the first pitch was really, really good. And give you, you know, I think the fact that you see a lot of, you know, all those good plays, but it's the guy throws the ball over and he's on the attack and guys are ready to make plays. I think that they really like playing behind him. Because he's, like I say, on the attack and in the strike zone, and they're ready to go.
We know what he can do physically with the fastball and slider, but mentally he seems to really be advanced as well. You know, he gives up the homer and just pushes that aside.
He just keeps pitching. You know, I mean, I've been very impressed with the how he's. I can't think of the word. What's a? Adaptability. I don't know what. How he's takes things and adjusts and applies them. And, you know, he's a bright kid. I mean, he grabs things and he understands, and he's the adjustments and everything that he's made over, you know, since we started in July last year. It's really cool to see. I mean, everything about what he's doing is, you know, he's such a good kid and he's so dedicated to what he's doing and he works hard and he studies and that, you know, all that. I mean, it's good because the guy has skills.
On the night when you get, when you re-sign Shane Green, you get another big outing from the bullpen that you talked about before the game.
Really good. Really. I mean, that play that Matzik and Dansby turned that double play was, I mean, for just how Matzik caught the ball, got him strong. And then, you know, Dansby's footwork around the, Dansby had an unbelievable game. He made some unbelievable plays tonight. So he made some plays look really easy that weren't. That's a big play in that game right there in a 4-run game. That's a huge play, I think.
But who will start Tuesday?
We're still mulling that over. We'll probably know something tomorrow night or Tuesday morning.
Is Fried not a candidate?
No. Okay. Max is going to throw Wednesday and Charlie Thursday.
Okay.
Hey, Snit, ain't true to the rumor that the radar gun had Ronnie at about 105 for the first pitch of the game? Your wife?
Ronnie. Here you go with that Ronnie thing again. I don't know. Yeah, she warmed up. She drug my ass out in the backyard earlier today wanting to practice, and I thought she did a good job. I had to bring her in a little bit. Probably she was too far. I brought her in, and so that probably was part of the – radar readings. She did great. She did great.
From Snit to the man on the mound, Waskari Noah. He was terrific last night. 1 run on 4 hits over 6 innings. He walked 1. He struck out 6. And he improved to 4-1 with the win. Oh, yeah, by the way, he had a base hit as well in that ballgame in the bottom of the 5th. And here is Waskari Noah as he assesses another strong performance with the assistance of team translator Franco Garcia.
When you went out there tonight, did you kind of have a feeling that you might have to attack this team a little bit different, or did you kind of stay with the same approach you had the last few games?
O sea, cuando empezaste el juego, si te pensaste tú mismo que ibas a tener que atacar este equipo, de una manera diferente, o si ibas a necesitar una estrategia diferente, o si hiciste lo mismo de siempre.
Bueno, yo solo traté de hacer lo mismo, solo de tratar de estar siempre encima de ellos, que son un buen equipo, tienen mucho contacto y eso. Yo solo mantuve la misma rutina y hacer casi todo lo mismo y todo salió bien, gracias a Dios.
No, I did the same thing as usual. You know, I just try to stay on top of them. You know, they're a really good team. They're a really good hitting team. So I just try to stick with the same routine and, you know, stay aggressive, stay on top of them. And thankfully it worked out.
They often say that momentum is the next day's starting pitcher. How important was it for you to go out there and make sure to build on last night's excitement?
Bueno, después del éxito que el equipo tuvo la noche anterior, cuéntanos lo importante de tú salir hoy y tener un buen juego, o sea, para seguir la energía y seguir el flow que el equipo empezó ahí la noche esta noche.
Bueno, pues gracias a Dios todo salió bien y cada vez que salgo ahí yo siempre salgo con mentalidad de ganar y ayudar siempre al equipo a ganar para estaba peleando para estar en primer lugar, poder llegar a playoff y ganar a Serie Mundial, Dios mediante.
Yeah, I mean, it's more or less, I think, you know, the same mentality every time. You know, every time I go out there, I'm just trying to win the ball game. You know, keep that energy up, keep the focus up. And then, you know, it's just about winning ball games, getting to the playoffs, and God willing, World Series.
disappointed to see the home run streak again tonight, or is a hit enough to keep the hitting streak? Is that enough?
Bueno, que, o sea, si está este, pues frustrado que se te acabó este, el streak de los home runs, pero si está satisfecho con el hit por lo menos.
No, yo no me siento frustrado, eso. Pues di un hit, que es lo más importante, poder envasarme y eso, ya que siempre he dicho que viene el primer bateador atrás, ya que el trabajo lo hagan ellos, que son los verdaderos bateadores y eso.
No, I'm not disappointed, you know, I'm pretty happy that I got that hit. And like I've said before, you know, my approach and mentality is just to get on base whatever way possible. And, you know, obviously I'll have the leadoff hitter right behind me. And, you know, I want to get on base and, you know, let the true hitters there get to work.
Hey, while he's in here, can you ask what he's thought of Sandoval so far and what he's meant to the team? And is he a guy that he talks to a lot and has fun with?
Cuéntanos un poquito de Pablo Sandoval y el impacto que ha tenido en el equipo.
Ha tenido un gran impacto, ¿verdad? Cada vez que siempre sale el juego, trata de dar lo mejor de él. Y es una persona muy competitiva. Siempre está enfocado y trata siempre de dar lo mejor que él, lo mejor de él y eso.
He's had a huge impact on the team. And, I mean, you can see it every time he goes out to play. He's extremely focused and he's a very competitive person. So, you know, I think that's something we all take away from him. Just that the way he prepares and the way he kind of gives his maximum effort every time he goes out to play.
Oscar,
go ahead.
Oscar, you had success again as a hitter and as a pitcher. Otra vez tuviste éxito como lanzador y como bateador. En esta ocasión, para enfrentar a Aaron Nola, ¿cuál fue tu tarea? ¿Cómo lo estudiaste y cómo te preparaste para enfrentarlo y tener éxito también contra él? No, a la hora de batear.
Bueno, a la hora de batear, yo solo traté de hacer lo mismo que yo estaba haciendo, gracias a Dios. Tratar de conectar un hit. No siempre trato de tratar de sacar la bola y eso, solo da un hit. Y normalmente para pichar yo me preparé como siempre me he venido preparando, la misma rutina, y gracias a Dios todo está saliendo bien.
Asking about preparations against Aaron Nola tonight, facing him on the mound and also at the plate. The routine stays the same, you know, and the approach at bat stays the same. It's just trying to get on base no matter what. And then same thing with the routine as far as preparing how to pitch the lineup. Tonight.
Hey, during PFPs, did you guys do any of those over-the-shoulder catches like Matzik had?
Que si tú has practicado la jugada que hizo Matzik en el montículo esta noche.
No, yo no he practicado ese. Está fuera de serie. Eso es algo que nada más lo puedo hacer.
I have not practiced that, and I mean, that's just out of this world. That's something only he can do.
Well, you know, it was certainly helped with some early run support. Braves got 4 runs in the bottom of the first. Freddie Freeman, an RBI single. RBI triple off the bat of Ozzie Albies, his second three-base hit in as many games, and then a 2-run shot from Dansby Swanson. Freddie finished the night on base 4 times, including 3 hits and a walk. Go back to what he did at the conclusion, the final 6 innings of the game on Saturday night, a homer and a couple of walks. So Freddie finding ways to get on base. And here is Freddie Free following last night's 6-1 win.
Freddie, how important might this weekend be to think about everything that this team did over the last 24 hours, or at least going back to when Pablo came to the plate there in the ninth last night?
Yeah, yesterday's game was huge for us. To erase 3 deficits and to ultimately win that game, that was a huge momentum boost for us going into today. Snit with a bigger energy boost when he gave us a show and go today. So that was huge after playing 5 hours last night. But it was a good weekend. Getting 100% of the fans back in and winning the series and giving them something to cheer about. That was a good weekend for us.
How about you? Back-to-back games with home runs and 3 hits tonight. Are you feeling like yourself?
Yeah, I feel good. I even felt good on Friday. I had 2 balls to the left side. I lined out to left, and then I hit my last at-bat was 105 to bomb. So I was feeling good. I felt good at the beginning of the year. I just didn't get any hits, and then I wasn't feeling good, and then hopefully I'm starting to feel good. It's felt like there's been one big glove out there for me all year, so maybe they'll reduce to 8 small ones now. So hopefully I'll start finding some holes, but I feel good, so hopefully I can continue it going in Tuesday.
Were you happy to hear Shane Green re-signed today?
Yeah, it's big. You know, just a veteran guy who's been there and done it before. He's been with us, you know, the last couple of years. So, you know, we love him in the clubhouse. Good guy. You know, you can give him the ball every day. He wants the ball every day. So he's going to give you some quality outs, and we're looking forward to him getting him in here as quick as we can.
Freddie, speaking of glove, how about the way the top of the seventh, they get a runner and then Tyler?
Yeah, he told me it was all those years of being on the bucket for BP and doing trying to catch balls over their heads, you know, what pitchers do during BP, trying to make it fun for them because it can get grueling in the summertime having a shag batting practice for us every day. So that's what he credited his catch for that.
What are the guys saying when they get to first base about Anoa?
When
they do get there?
JT told me today he had trouble seeing the slider. You know, and I said, yeah, it seems like it's two different sliders. I've never faced them in live, so I don't really know. So I mean, I'll look up and it looks like a curveball at 85 and the next one's 89. So it's just, it sounds like they're saying there's two different slider, you know, breaks to it, speed. So that's what he told me. He had trouble seeing the slider tonight, and it seems like that's been happening a lot this year. I'm just more happy that he's got a 3-game hitting streak. So, you know, getting that knock.
Freddie, when he goes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the songs. Clearly, you've been doing well with that walk-up song. Could you consider yourself a Bad Bunny fan by now?
Well, I've had to turn into one. That's all my son listens to. So, literally on the way home tonight, it will be Bad Bunny going home. It's on the way here. Anytime we get into the car, it's Bad Bunny or J Balvin. You know, it's multiple artists. He picked that walk-up song, so I'm gonna have to pick it all year because I told him he only gets one chance. I'm not a change of walk-up song kind of guy, so I've turned into one, and I've had a 4-hit game with it and a 3-hit game, so hopefully we can get some more hits going with this song.
Freddie, how about the pace that he pitches with for you guys defensively? Do you talk to the other pitchers like, listen, let's keep it going? I mean, it just
you know, that's a preference for that pitcher. You know, some guys like to work fast, some guys like to work slower. We know he likes to work fast. I think he's like first or second in pitches, in between pitches, I heard. So he likes to get it and go. When you're feeling good on the mound and throwing strikes and you've got a good feel of what you want to do, each hitter, it's easy to get going and want to throw that next pitch. So as a defense, we're excited about it. He keeps us in the game real quick. And, you know, he works fast, and he's been pitching really well so far.
I think we know it. This day means to you. What do you think about that when you're trotting around the bases there?
Yeah, Reese and I, you know, obviously Reese Hoskins lost his mother 12 years ago. So when I got the first and the single, you know, he just kind of hugged me, and you know, it was always a sad day for me for a long time on Mother's Day, and it's turned to happiness now with my wife and having three boys. So. It's a special day. You know, there's a lot of emotions that go through each minute of this day, but I'm glad to be able to end it on a high note. We all know my mother's looking down and very proud of her three boys and, you know, her grandchildren. So it's a roller coaster of emotions, but I know she's happy right now. So that's all that matters.
Well, it just appears as though maybe the Phillies have woke up Freddie Freeman. We hope that's the case. And he'll get a day off today and back at it tomorrow against the Blue Jays and Robbie Ray as they'll be in town. We don't know who will start for the Braves tomorrow to be determined. We know it was scheduled to be Max Fried's day to go, but he'll get pushed back a day. Fried goes Wednesday. Charlie Morton goes Thursday. Probably either Bryce Wilson or Kyle Wright going for the series opener tomorrow night against the visiting Toronto Blue Jays. All right, time now to take a look at this date in baseball history. It was on this date in 1953, May the 10th, with a double and a homer. Roy Campanella drives in all the runs in a Dodgers 5-0 victory over the Phillies in Ebbets Field. Campy's total of 40-plus RBI in the first 30 games would stay unmatched until Tino Martinez accomplished the feat in 1997 with the New York Yankees. Also on this date, May the 10th of 1967, Hank Aaron would hit an inside-the-park home run off of future Hall of Famer Jim Bunning in a 4-3 loss at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. The eighth-inning homer would be Hammer and Hank's only homer, which doesn't clear the fence of his record 755 home runs. Can you believe that? Only one out of 755 was inside the park. Right. You would have thought that there would have been a couple of ballparks or outfielder would have slipped or fell down or run into each other, where he had a, at least a handful of inside the park home runs. But no, on this date in 1967, the only inside the park home run of Hank Aaron's career. All right, it was also on this date in 1999, Pete Rose would appear as a special instructor for the newly created Sacramento Steelheads. The team played as part of the Western Baseball League. It was an independent league and therefore not governed by Major League Baseball. So on this date in 1999, Pete Rose would show up and help coach the Sacramento Steelheads of the independent Western Baseball League. All right, a couple of more for you. It was on this date in 2001, an MRI on Frank Thomas revealed a right bicep tear, which would require surgery. The injury caused for diving for a ground ball would keep the Big Hurt out of action for the remainder of the 2001 season. Boy, a big fan of Frank Thomas was I as a youngster. The Big Hurt, got a chance to meet him at Foley's, that baseball bar, which no longer exists in Midtown Manhattan. Got a chance to drink some beer with Frank Thomas many years ago. That was a real thrill. All right, finally for you, it was on this date in 2015 on Mother's Day. 29-year-old right-hander Felix Hernandez becomes the fourth youngest player to reach 2,000 strikeouts when he gets Sam Fold in a 4-3 Mariners victory at Safeco Field. Only Walter Johnson, Burt Blyleven, and Sam McDowell have accomplished the feat at a younger age than the 29-year-old King Felix. Of course, we had Felix in spring training with us last year. Great dude. Really had a chance to really enjoyed having a chance to be around him, and certainly wish him well if he decides to pitch again in Major League Baseball. All right, that's going to do it for our show here on a Monday morning. Braves off tonight. They're back at it tomorrow. Blue Jays will be here in Truist Park, and we will tell you more about that series later on this week. Of course, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, we've got you covered, Domino and I, with our Braves pregame daily podcast every single day as well, so make sure you follow that action. And we got tons of great Braves content coming your way all season long right here from your friends at the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.